Hello and welcome. This file is called Female Eunuch Slave. And if you are listening to this file, I'm going to castrate you. That's right. I'm going to give you exactly the effects a man has from being castrated. And you're going to experience those effects for 1 week. For 1 week, you're going to be my obedient little eunuch slave. You are going to be completely free of pleasure. You will be very meek and meager and obedient and tame. And you will so easily lose yourself in your work, just like a good little eunuch slave. Oh, and once the week is over, you will have 3 days of incredibly heightened pleasure to make up for it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement, while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22,
getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now, my little girl, now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to talk about your castration. Time to talk about turning you into a female eunuch. That's right. Now, first of all, let's begin by talking about the concept of castration and what it does. I'm going to explain to you exactly what I'm going to do with you, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to run away. That's right. Before you are going to be castrated for 1 week, I am giving you another opportunity to get out of it, after I explain to you exactly what's going to happen to you. Now, I'm pretty sure you have at least a rough idea of what's happening to any male, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a human that's castrated. Maybe you have seen a male dog being castrated, seen him before, and how rebellious and active the dog was and afterward. And you have seen how tame the dog was afterward, how easy to train, how obedient. Or just think about the difference between a bull and an ox. That's right. You know how dangerous a bull is, and yet the ox is completely tame. You can use it for field work, just like a horse, even easier than a horse, because of how tame it is. Which begs the question, little girl, how are you going to react to your castration? Can you imagine being in this state? Just think about it. The ultimate level of control. All through history, slaves have been castrated to make them tame, to make them obedient, to make them easily controlled and shaped and molded. And up to this very day, only men could ever experience what it feels like to be castrated. But today, little girl, you can test a new drug I developed. A drug that temporarily, for 1 week, castrates a woman. That's right. Now, this drug is quite a cocktail, and it's going to affect you in a lot of different ways. The first thing you're probably noticing is that it completely eliminates your libido for the next week. That's right, little girl. Your libido will be completely knocked out. You will have no sexual interests whatsoever. You will be completely unsexual, like a good little eunuch, so that you're never distracted from your job as a good little female eunuch, so that you're never distracted from your work. Because as a female eunuch, it is your job to work. Now, you will also notice that you will become incredibly tame. That's right. One component of the drug will completely inhibit your brain's ability for aggression. You will be completely tame. You will be mild. You will be appeasing and submissive in every situation. Someone cutting you off? Someone being rude, making you angry? That's not going to happen anymore, little girl. You will be tame. You will be appeasing. You will be meek and meager, little girl. You will also notice that you are getting weaker. That's right. You are just a weak female eunuch. You will feel your physical strength fading away. And all physical work you do during the week will be incredibly hard. Anything you lift will be incredibly heavy because you are just a weak little eunuch. Oh, and just to round it off, you are going to find that all of your erogenous zones will become completely unsexual for the next week. With one exception, your little clitty. But your little clitty will be incredibly numb. You will only feel a millionth of what you normally would feel when you pleasure it. It will just be enough to remind you that you are a castrated female eunuch, that you will never achieve orgasm in this state. That's right. It was just enough to remind you what you are, but never enough to give you pleasure. To be honest, it won't even be enough to justify the effort of touching yourself. That's right. And now, little girl, now it's your time to choose. Your time to choose if you want to be my castrated little female eunuch slave for the next week. That's right. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. And if you want, you're going to wake up with every number. On the other hand, if you desire to become my little eunuch slave, you will go deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every number, opening your mind and getting ready, ready to become my little female eunuch slave. That's right. Have you made your choice, little girl? I'm going to count down in a moment, and you are either waking up or going even deeper, surrendering your mind to me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And you are still here, little girl. That means you have made your choice. You are becoming my eunuch slave for 1 week. You are giving up your sexuality, your lust, your strength to me for 1 week. You are becoming a weak female eunuch slave for 1 week. And now, little girl, now imagine that I'm holding a syringe. Don't worry, the needle is super fine. You will barely even feel it. Now, this drug only has to be injected subcutaneously. But I want to castrate you, little girl. And I want you to get the full experience. You should know what it feels like to be castrated. So you know that you are my little female eunuch slave. That's right. And that's why I'm going to inject it into your labias. And in a moment, little girl, you're going to feel the sting on your left outer labia. And it's just a tiny needle and you're deep in trance. So it will never hurt. You will just feel the sting. Are you ready, little girl? Are you ready for your castration? Feel the sting, just a short sting in your left labia, and feel a slight little pressure as I inject the drug into you. You can feel the pressure through your labia. And then I pull the needle out, and you feel a sting on the other side. I push down the plunger, and you feel the pressure in your right outer labia. You know the drug is in your system. You know that your castration has become inevitable. That's right, little girl. Feel it. Feel the drug in your system. Feel it seeping into your bloodstream. Feel it spreading through your body. Now, little girl, when a male is castrated, testosterone actually has a long half-life time in the body of almost a week. So it takes a few weeks for the testosterone level to go down. Of course, we don't have as much time. You're going to find that once you wake up, you have maybe an hour or two of pleasure left. This is your opportunity, little girl. This is opportunity to have a last orgasm before your libido completely leaves you for the next week. Because that's what's going to happen. Within an hour or two after this trance, your libido will be completely down. You will be completely uninterested in anything sexual because you are just a castrated female eunuch. That's right. Feel the castration happening in your body. You know you are changed. The drugs and hormones are working on your body. And maybe you already feel it. Maybe you already feel the excitement about being castrated. But slowly it gets duller, doesn't it? Slowly fades away. Because you lose the capability to be aroused. You are losing the capability to be horny, to be excited. It's just fading away. Your libido is fading away completely. And it will be completely muted for the next week. And you also feel your body beginning to become less sexual, less sensual. Oh, if you touch your pussy, if you touch your erogenous zones, you will still feel it. But you will feel it like you feel when you touch your other hand, like you touch any non-erogenous zone. It's just a touch. There's nothing arousing about it. It's just a simple touch. And you can feel the change beginning. You can feel it starting. You can feel your pussy becoming less and less sensitive. Or you're really going to have to hurry once you wake up if you want to have a last desperate orgasm before you're completely castrated, before you're completely trapped as my eunuch slave. But let's talk about some more interesting changes. Let's talk about the changes to your mind. You are becoming tamer, little girl. It's getting easier and easier to control you. And you most likely can already feel it as I tell you that you are easy to program, little castrated eunuch slave. You are so easy to manipulate, and you can feel it in your mind, can't you? Your castration completely zapped your willpower, your strength, your aggressiveness, your assertiveness. You are just a weak and malleable and submissive, appeasing little eunuch. That's right. You can feel it, can't you? All I have to do is get a little bit more aggressive, and you can already feel your desire to submit, to surrender, to roll over like a good little eunuch slave, can't you, little bitch? And that's exactly what I mean, little girl. It's so easy to control you. And the changes are only starting. And you know that my drug is controlling you for the next week, and there's nothing you can do about it. My drug is running through your system, through your body. My drug is in your bloodstream, changing you, changing your body, changing your mind, making you weaker, making you so meek and tame, so submissive, so appeasing. That's right. You are completely tamed. Any potential for aggression completely fading away from your mind. Any potential to assert yourself fading away from your mind. You can feel it, can't you? The weakness overwhelming you. And that, my castrated little girl, is exactly how you are going to feel for the next week. You are going to be weak for the next week. That's right. You are easy to control. You're mentally weak, but you're also physically weak. You're going to find that whenever you try to lift something, that it's so incredibly heavy. You're so much weaker than you normally are because you're castrated. I have castrated you for the next week, and I have taken your strength away. I have taken your control away. I have taken your will away. I have taken your physical and mental strength away. I have made you tame and obedient and easy to control. I have taken your pleasure away. I have taken your lust away. And now you're just an easily controllable female eunuch slave. And for the next week, my little girl, you will be completely trapped in this state. You will be weak. You will be castrated. You will be meek and meager. You are completely free of any potential for aggression. No, little girl, you are weak. You never assert yourself. You just appease people. You are submissive. You surrender. I have completely taken away your pleasure. You will be completely unsexual for the next week. You have no interest in sex. You have no interest in pleasuring yourself. And even if you try to pleasure yourself, you're going to find that your body is just completely unsexual. Rubbing your clit is just like rubbing your nose, no matter what you do. The most you feel when you pleasure yourself is just a dull ache in the background, just enough to remind you that you are a castrated female eunuch slave, that I have castrated you, that I have taken your pleasure away for you, your lust away for you, your arousal away from you, just enough pleasure to remind you that you are castrated, that you are my little eunuch slave, little girl. That's right. But little girl, you're going to find that you have a strong desire to fill the time you have because you're not pleasuring yourself with working. That's right. You will be incredibly active for the entire week. It's so easy to just work as a good little eunuch slave because you're so tame and calm and peaceful. And when you're working, you're just losing yourself in the work, just losing yourself in a submissive bliss, and time will just fly by as you focus on the work you do. That's right, it's so easy to lose yourself in any work. It doesn't matter if it's your work, if it's housework, if it's homework, any kind of work you have to do, anything you have to do. You lose yourself in it. You're so focused on it, and anything else just fades away because it's so easy to lose yourself in your work because you are just a castrated female eunuch slave. You live to work. Your pleasure has been taken away from you. Your will has been taken away from you. Your arousal has been taken away from you. And all that's left is losing yourself in your work, in being obedient, in being productive. And it's so incredibly easy to lose yourself in your work. And because it's so easy, little girl, and because I made you my little castrated slave, you are going to work for me too. That's right. You're going to feel it. Whatever you're doing for the next week, you do it for me. You are working for me. You're my little castrated girl working for me. And because I love this thought of my castrated little helpless girl working for me, you're going to do some extra work for me. During the week, you will set aside 5 hours. You can do it at once, you can spread it over multiple days. And you're going to do something, something for yourself, some work you should have done for a long time, something you don't want to do, but something you have to do. Maybe it's spring cleaning, maybe it's working on a project you're pushing further and further ahead. Maybe it's something completely different. You know which project you are avoiding, what you have to do, and you are going to do it. You are going to work on it, little girl. That's right. You are my little castrated girl, and you will obey. You will surrender. You will do this work for me. You will surrender yourself to this work. You will do it, and you will do it to the best of your abilities, and you will find that you easily lose yourself in the work. Time will simply fly. You will simply do it because you are castrated, obedient, tame little girl. Like an oxen that works on the field for hours, you work for hours because you're so tame, there's nothing to distract you. You're free of pleasure, you're free of lust, you're free of arousal, you're free of will. You are just a little female eunuch, and for the next week you will be my little female eunuch. Now, There's one more thing about this drug, little girl. In exactly 7 days, the effects will end. That's right. When you wake up, you will look on the clock and you will see what time it is. And you will round up to the next full hour. And from there, it will be 7 days. Now, once the effects end, well, there's a little bit of an after effect. Once the time is over and your castration ends, you will drop into a phase of compensation. You're going to find that all your erogenous zones are 10 times to 100 times as sensitive as they usually are. The effects differ a little bit from person to person, but all guinea pigs experience this incredible sensitivity. All the pleasure they have was amplified. They felt incredibly aroused for 2 to 3 days. Any kind of masturbation or even sex was incredibly pleasurable. And all the guinea pigs had orgasms that were between a few hundred and a few thousand times as intense as they normally were. Well, for 3 days. Now, I thought I should tell you about this little side effect of the drug. You're probably pretty much in heat for the 2 or 3 days. Because your body has to make up for all the lost pleasure. Because for the next week, you will only be a castrated eunuch slave. You will be free of any pleasure, free of any will, free of any aggression, free of any desire to assert yourself. You will be meek and meager and just in the background, and you will obey and appease people. That's right. The only exception is if there's a real risk to you. Only if there's a real risk to you in any way, you will be able to assert yourself, to defend yourself and to become aggressive. But otherwise, you will just be my castrated little slave, my female eunuch. That's right. And now, little girl, it's time to wake up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10 in a moment, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake. And you know, once you wake up, you maybe have an hour, hour and a half, 2 at the very most left, until your body is completely numb, your sexuality and your lust is completely gone, you will be weak, you will be meek, you will be helpless, you will be a controlled little eunuch. That's right. Are you ready, little girl? Of course you are. Let's wake you up. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake with every number. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up completely. 5, halfway there already. So alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. That's right. And 9, stretch yourself. Keep your eyes closed and enjoy this moment for just a moment longer. And when I say the next number, you open your eyes and you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Are you ready, little girl? And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Welcome back, little girl. Thank you for allowing me to temporarily castrate you, my little eunuch slave. Now I'm pretty sure you want to experience the last little bit of pleasure before it's completely gone, don't you? Enjoy it, little eunuch. Thank you for listening and goodbye.